bubbly and lovely. So my question for you, what is something that you do that is better doing it together than by yourself?
Well, for me, it starts with I play volleyball, I'm in student council, I like watching movies with my friends and family, and coming here.
Okay. For myself, I'd rather be in a car ride with someone else than by myself, especially long ones. I pick this, and then I'm like, well, duh, Amanda, you have to have someone else. Phone calls. I'd rather be on the phone with someone else than, I guess, myself. I don't know. Games are way more fun playing together than by myself. Shopping, way better with other people. And completing a hard task, because then you all get to work together to complete the task. So this next series, it's called Together, and it's going to be about community. The last series we did was Who Do You Say I Am? And we looked at all the unique layers of us and what makes us unique. And as we acknowledge those pieces, whether it be your culture and your families we learned about and different groups that you hang with, once we get to appreciate our uniqueness, we get to appreciate the uniqueness of other people. And so this next one is how in community do we appreciate each other's uniqueness? Because the truth is we are created to be in community with one another. Community is something all of us need, but we don't just need any community, we actually need the right kind of people. So my question is, why did God create humans to be in community together? Presley and I came up with these answers. Number one, to share Jesus. If no one shared Jesus with each other, we wouldn't even hear about Jesus today. For encouragement, to learn from each other in a community, to support each other. If I'm struggling, I can have other people help me when in a community. For unity and peace, and also to show love to one another. So if God created us to be in community to show love to one another, it's important to understand what love is. So Presley, what is love?
Well, the dictionary definition of love is an intense feeling of deep connection. But the Bible defines it as a selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional commitment to the well-being of others.
So why do you think there's such a disconnect between what the world says, or the dictionary, and what the Bible says?
Well, we get a good image of what this love is like in 1 John 4, 7-16. So open your Bibles to that now. If you are in the Tan Bibles, it's on page 1023.
If you're in your Bible and you're trying to find it, go to the end. Last book of the Bible is Revelation. And then there's this little tiny books of Jude, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So that's where we are. And I'll start reading while you find it. So 1st John, not John the Gospel, but 1st John 4, 7 through 16. It starts, God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. I'm going to pause because I still hear pages and I want to make sure you know where we are. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God has made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the, give me the word.
Propitiation.
That word, I cannot say it. Propitiation. It's like appreciation in my world, but it's not. Anyways, for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Whew, that's a lot of love and a lot of God. And we're going to break it down for you. So Presley and I broke this down into three truths that we want to teach you in our discussion tonight. So the first truth is up on the screen, and it is God is love. So love comes from the nature of who God is. So God is love, and it comes from who God is. You can write that in your journal. So, Presley, do you experience God's love?
Well, I am fortunate enough to experience God's love around me every day. And everyone has the opportunity to experience his overwhelming love too. And it is around us all the time in ways we may not even realize.
How do you experience God's love?
I experience this love by seeing reflection of his love in the people in my community who I surround myself with. Do you ever talk to someone and notice Jesus' love just pouring out of them? My friend Bethany is a great example of this. Whenever I talk to her, I leave the conversation feeling fulfilled rather than drained. I see how she interacts with people and gives them the utmost respect and kindness, no matter who they are. She forgives and carries herself with such confidence that makes you wonder who or what makes her act that way. She truly is on fire for the Lord. By being around her, whether we were talking about God or not, I get to experience his love through her love for him.
Pause. Can we have a handheld? Is that bugging you?
No.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. If it becomes too annoying, we'll get you a handheld because I don't want you to be distracted by that. So, Presley, that friend sounds lovely.
Yes, she is. But Amanda, do you experience God's love?
Yes, I experience God's love when the quietness when I'm reading my Bible. I definitely feel God's love through worship. And the biggest way is through each other people in my life.
Amanda, can you explain for us what it means when it says in verse 8, God is love?
So, the nature of who God is, like at his being, God is love. And out of who he is, out of that love, he created all of us. Think about someone who loves you even when you mess up. Maybe it's a parent or a friend or a mentor. And that love gives you a glimpse of what God's love is like. Now imagine that love that you experience like this and imagine it forever, infinitely. That's God's love for you. He doesn't just show love, he is love. Everything he does, creating, forgiving, guiding, is an expression of that love. And the perfect example of God's love is when he sent his son, Jesus, to this earth. And there's nothing we can do or not do that will stop God's love for us because God is love. That is who he is.
So what I hear you saying is God is love, and God shares his love with us so we can experience it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that leads us to truth number two. Because we receive the love of God, we live it out towards others. Write this in your journal. It's on the screen.
Actually, in verses 7 through 12, John repeats love one another three different times, which shows importance, and it means that we should do it. My question is, Presley, how do you reflect love to one another, and do you have an example of it?
Well, the way Bethany reflects this love to me, there are many ways that everyone can reflect this love to the people around them. First, you have to understand what love is. The world says love is just a feeling that you have towards someone or something. But love is so much more than that. Love is a choice. It's a choice to choose someone else's needs over your own. It's about sacrifice and commitment. The best way I can explain it is by thinking of something I love most. For me, that is volleyball. I bet most of you can relate to playing a sport and some days not wanting to show up to practice, dreading doing that workout, and being so exhausted from the constant practices, games, and mental and physical toll that it takes on your body. But through all of that, we all still choose to show up to those practices and games and give it all our effort, no matter if we win or lose. You sacrifice your time and your commitment. By doing all of these things, you are reflecting the love that you have for that sport. So why can't we apply the same love we show for that sport to the people around us? Jesus showed us his love for us by dying on the cross, the ultimate sacrifice, even knowing all that we were and are going to do wrong, every sin we will commit and all the time we choose things over him. He still chose to suffer all that pain so we could have eternity with him. So to reflect, Jesus' love means showing people forgiveness and grace, even if they wrong you, giving commitment to people, and showing up for them even when you don't want to. By doing this, we are showing that we love someone, showing the selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional love the Bible describes.
So Presley, love is a choice and an action that involves selflessness. And it's so hard. It's so hard to love people. But I imagine what our community would look like if we truly lived out what you said. So you're a part of many communities. How do you think our community is different from the other communities you're a part of?
Our community as a church and a youth group is different because we all come together because of our desire to seek Jesus. Our community is not only a bunch of youth and adults who are willing to share their love to Jesus with these kids, but it is deeply rooted in this biblical love. We choose to come here each night, giving our commitment of time, and we come here with all of our differences and choose to be kind and love everyone. This kind of community, rooted in this love, is different than most. I would never hesitate to ask one of my small group leaders if I were ever confused. They would be there to listen if I had an issue or simply wanted to tell them about something exciting in my life. And I am so blessed to have these people influence me and be a part of my community.
Knowing that the love of God is the element that makes this community different, I'm curious if we could reflect on a few questions, and you're going to actually discuss them in your small groups. Do we actually experience God's love in this place? And would someone new who have never been here experience God's love through us? I want you to think about those, and you're going to talk about them in your groups. The goal for God's people is to receive the love of God so that we can share it with others. We could be the only Jesus that someone ever sees. And this has me thinking, Presley, when we live in a world that contradicts what Jesus says love is, it can be really hard to love one another. And the Bible tells us through the Spirit that we receive the Holy Spirit and that helps us to love one another. And so that's our third truth for the day. The Holy Spirit helps us live out God's love because it transforms us. So Presley, what does it look like for you to rely on the love of God?
To rely on the love of God, to me, is having faith that He is in control and fulfilling all of the promises that He has set out for my life. Love is also an act of selflessness. I struggle to give up control. In a group project at school, I will do everything if that's what it takes for me to get a good grade. But I know it's not fair to me or everyone else in the group if I do everything. So instead, I help delegate responsibilities to the rest of the group. And it overall makes for better success. I also apply this to the rest of my life and my faith. I continue to work on giving full control to God, but a part of me always wants to hold on to that control. So, relying on God's love is an act of selflessness, and truly believing that the Holy Spirit will guide me through my walk in faith.
So my question is, when it's hard to love someone, how do you continue to do that, and why?
Well, I bet most of you have experienced having people in your life who are hard to love. I know for me, there have been many people who are mean to me or my friends, someone who has simply just been annoying lately, or sometimes it's hard to just display kindness to the people around you. But how did Jesus, who lived here on this earth, still love everyone he came across? I think people forget that Jesus was here and present and had to deal with all the troubles we deal with too. Obviously, our problems and his are very different, but he still had troubles and some of the biggest ones. He had to choose to love and forgive people who made him suffer the most gruesome death on the cross. And that's love. So, to feel the immense love that Jesus shows me is how I am able to show that to others.
So my next question for you is, what does it look like to love someone who's hard for you?
For me, continuing to love someone is resembling the way that Jesus still and always will love me. I have come across many people in my life who are hard to love. There can be many reasons why someone is hard to love, but there's one reason why I do continue to love them. Why should I not love someone who my King loves? Everybody on this earth has one thing in common. Whether or not they know Jesus or love him, he will always love them immensely, selflessly, sacrificially, and unconditionally. Reminding myself of this when I come in contact with someone who is hard to love helps me show the same love Jesus showed me. That's exactly why we wear those bracelets. What would Jesus do? And he would love first.
My favorite thing that you just said is, why should I not love someone my king loves? Like, that hit me very deeply, because that just puts in perspective, if the king of the universe can love this person, I should love them too. So what I heard you saying is the Holy Spirit guides you, and it is hard at times to love, but you're relying on God to do that. Mm-hmm. Out of all the things we talked about tonight, what's the one last thing you want our friends to hear tonight?
God loves you so much, and I hope you know the true depth of his love. You should reflect this love on everybody around you in your life. How amazing would it be if someone walked up to you and said, I see Jesus in you. So bear that image of love in every community you are a part of, and let the way you love others be a reflection of the way that Jesus loves you.
I love that. Thanks. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this community. I thank you that you continue to love us even when we stray away from you, Lord. I pray that as we are a community and we are wrestling with the people, not maybe figuratively or literally, but that we just continue to remember the love that you've given us, that you sent your son to this earth to die for us. And out of that love, out of that forgiveness, that we can give that to each other, that this community would be a place where we could experience God's love and then take it outside of these walls. Be with our conversations this evening, and thank you for the opportunity and for Presley to share her heart tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to your small groups.